Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports, and so glad to have you with us. This is 2024, and I'm getting revved up, getting geared up, remotivated, and certainly more amped up to talk about politics. I took a step back, and I had a few recordings I did, and you can probably see those up in the podcast over the last year or two, but not really that substantial, you know, covering J6, covering the Capitol chaos, the insurgency, it may be not insurrection. I've been looking at the primaries and looking at how bleak and desolate it really is. We have a fumbling and feeble fool in Joe Biden, and we have Donald Trump, who seemingly acts infantile or insane. And these are two geriatrics, and yes, one has lost his mind completely, and the other is on the verge of. And so one has seemingly a case of dementia, and the other, seems stuck as a juvenile, and someone like a Dennis the Menace. And I have to ask you, would you allow someone like Trump, who, yes, politically he's done some good things, and we've talked about that, and he borrowed from whether it be Chuck Carter, Michael Savage, yours truly, Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, and others that were preceded him in making America great, America First movement that he basically borrowed from, which is okay. You know, my expression over the years has always been, doesn't matter who gets the credit as long as the job gets done. And so I think many of us kind of overlooked the personal foibles, the personal behavior, the instability and insecurity and the narcissism, because we really wanted the policies. But what would have been so wrong in having a Ron DeSantis that gave us all those political strains without the political liabilities? Now, I don't know what universe Republicans, conservatives, MAGA people are living in. Do you really believe that Donald Trump's not going to get convicted in multiple cases? Now, a lot of this he brought on to himself. Certainly the media, you know, piled on. And yes, there was some political motivations there. So you don't volunteer information to the feds, to the authorities. You get a good lawyer, or you at least practice good legal strategy. Trump does none of those things. He doesn't hire good lawyers, typically, except for when he was being impeached. And he generally doesn't have wise counsel, and he certainly doesn't have trusted confidants. So here's Trump making calls to whether it's to Georgia or to the Ukraine or to, you know, wherever, and they're always perfect calls. Well, they're not perfect calls. And he hires these people, whether it was the endless turnstile that just kept flipping over and over again, all these people he brought into the White House that didn't work out so well, some of them New World Order types, some of them just, you know, politically incapable and incompetent. Many of them had loose lips and were happy to share the secrets of the White House or the ongoings. We're part of the Washington gossip mill. And, you know, you look at some of these shows, whether it's Bannon or Jones, and you say, well, they're doing some good things. Well, yeah, but it's not always truthful. And, you know, when you privately go to build a border wall and you're siphoning off funds and it's done in a very shoddy way, and then you have a cozy relationship with Chinese tycoons, not so good, just like Trump and his relationship with the Saudis. You know, that to me is heinous, it's despicable, it's unpatriotic, borderline criminal. For you to be doing business with Saudi Arabia, just like the WWE and wrestling does, to me, it's problematic. Because we know that Saudi Arabia was involved in 9/11. We know that the majority of the hijackers that were involved in 9/11 were Saudi Arabians. And we didn't go after them because of the oil and because of all the relationships, whether it's George Bush, whether it's Donald Trump. We never got to the bottom of 9/11. 9/11 survivors, family members that lost loved ones, they're still seeking answers and just perplexed as to why Trump would do business with them, you know, with these golf courses. And then when you call for the suspension of the Constitution because you little baby didn't like the way the election turned out. And then you told a lot of people in the White House that you knew you lost, but then you pretended like you didn't lose. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on that because it was covered in other podcasts, but living in Pennsylvania, I knew that he couldn't beat Biden in Pennsylvania. It was an impossibility. He beat the detestable, heinous, hellish Hillary, you know, barely. And I knew that the hatred factor, the Trump fatigue syndrome, was too extensive for him to overcome. Any dictator that compliments him, any pretty woman that compliments Trump, now he's your best friend. So false flattery can get you everywhere with Trump. We need someone that's mature, someone that's sensible, someone that's sane and serious and strategic. And DeSantis would have been that. I mean, he has zero failures as a governor of Florida. And he is an America firster, and he's a strict constitutionalist, and he is a Christian, and he's a good man. There's no skeletons in his closet, okay? What did Trump say? The sanctimonious, name-calling. Yeah, okay. Rather than 70-something, you're a 7-year-old. Okay, wonderful. That's great. You know, all these little nicknames. I mean, it's one thing I'm guilty of that to some extent, especially in my earlier years on talk radio, but I wasn't running for political office. You know, I wasn't in political office. Talk radio, it's a different game than the political field. You do take shots and you do try to get an audience reaction. You know, you're judging on a different standard. There's no doubt about that. You know, whether it's on an entertainment scale or whether it's, some people call them shock jocks, you know, that you got the shock value there too, but everything I said, I believed. You know, there were some, you know, like I said, hellish chivalry. I mean, I do have things, but DeSantis didn't do anything wrong. Oh, you say he's disloyal. Wait a minute, you're an ex-president. You're not an incumbent. And even if you were, so what? You fear competition? People are not allowed to freely compete in society, in the public realm? Are you kidding me? Even George Bush, the senior, did not use that argument against Pat Buchanan when he ran an America First campaign, running for president for the 92, the primaries. He actually won New Hampshire. The Republican Party ganged up against him and said they would not allow him to be the nominee. And he was fighting the culture war. He was calling George Bush King George. He was calling for an America First. He was calling for fair trade, not free trade. Hannity, Rush, Levin, all those guys were still free traders back then until they learned about populism and patriotism as it relates to fair trade, okay? So Trump was right on some of those tariffs, no doubt about that. It was not an original idea. Perot talked about it, Buchanan. So Buchanan ran against an incumbent Republican president, and some feel that he weakened him. He didn't have a right to run. He didn't say he was, you know, someone disloyal to the Republican Party. And the fact is that he knew that he would be the greatest threat to him winning a re-election as it relates to the primary. So he had to take him out by any means necessary. And so now we're stuck with a guy that has multiple criminal indictments. I don't agree with all the federal laws. Absolutely not. But in many of those instances, he did break those laws, which, you know, they need to change the laws. And he wasn't strategic, and he didn't try to protect himself, and he volunteered a lot of the information, and he posts stuff on social media, and he just doesn't know when to shut up. So he's his own worst enemy. And then, of course, his legal team, whether it be for his own cases or the election integrity laws and disputing the election, claiming it was a stolen election, plenty of irregularities, you know, a lot of things that he could have helped stop during that COVID period. Many of those are Republicans that certified those elections. It wasn't just Democrats. Many of them were Republicans. Said, hey, we looked at it over and over and over again. And how about all those people that worked for Trump that are now taking plea agreements, that are actually pleading guilty to these charges? How about Fox News paying out $787.5 billion to Dominion and apologizing, Newsmax apologizing, OAN apologizing, many of the hosts apologizing for the things they said as it relates to, and then Smartmatic, is they've got their own cases. Then you got the whack job Mike the Pillow guy. I mean, if he's not out of his mind, I don't know what is. You know, we've just come to a point where people can just say whatever they want, which is true, but people believe it. They don't say, hey, let's fact check here. Let's do some research. Let's do our homework. Let's find out what it really is true. and what isn't. It's sad. But we live in an age now where it's a fact-free zone. It's all opinion. And it's all just, you know, whatever you want to think and feel and believe and concoct. And that's what we're dealing with. Donald Trump, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not voting for him. I did vote for him twice. If it comes down to it, I would never, ever vote for Biden. I think we need to stop these two geriatrics that are not good for the country. Quite frankly, if someone wants more chaos, you know, it's not just mean tweets. This guy is unhinged, okay? You know, Biden's demented and Trump is deranged. I mean, you got two guys that are just whacked out. And we don't have anybody better than that? DeSantis wasn't better than that? Are you kidding me? Who knows what the VP is going to be under Trump? And no, I would never consider Haley at all. You know, that's just going back to George Bush and Dick Cheney and Romney and McCain and so-called conservative gang. The neocons, really, is more accurate. I'd have to consider Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just because he does take a principled stand on things and he's going to get to the bottom of a lot of the conspiracies and a lot of the corruption. I would take a man with integrity. Yeah, I know the voice is going to hurt the eardrums a bit, but it's a medical condition. You know, I can deal with that. In my past years, just so you know this, in case you're new to the podcast, new to the stream or the program, I generally have voted against Republicans and Democrats, a fierce independent. I've voted Libertarian. I've voted alternate third parties. And people say, oh, that's a waste of your vote. When you vote your conscience, it's not a waste. You're never wasting anything if you do something from a principled stand or your conscience. It's just a protest. Well, okay, what's wrong with a protest vote? Okay. I'm just telling you now that I don't have to spend a lot of time on attacking or exposing Biden because it's so evident and obvious and you know where I stand. But if somehow we can convince enough Americans to get behind, you know, at the convention, bringing DeSantis back, or somebody that's principled and truly conservative and sane and rational and strategic and can get things done and focus on what's most important. We're dealing with a completely topsy-turvy, completely insane train wreck coming with these two guys, the two geriatrics. You know, it's insanity. Most Republicans are in abject fear of being judged by Trump, the Trump revenge tour and retribution. And he is going to seek revenge. That's just the way he is. If you're donating money to Trump, it's going to go to his legal bills. I mean, if you want to pay for these legal bills, then go ahead. But very little of it's going to probably end up in the campaigns. And, you know, he's now the new establishment. You know, he's now the new swamp. You know, he's the kingmaker. He's the dictator of the Republican Party. And nobody is allowed to challenge him. You know, he doesn't believe in free and fair competition within that party. So I'm glad he hijacked the party because I thought he was doing it for benevolent reasons. But now it's more for narcissistic reasons. I mean, you can just total up all the things he's done. And there's probably a gazillion other things that are going to come out. But he's the one who hired John Bolton. You don't get any more neocon than that. And various other cabinet members that were warmongers. And, Haley was his UN ambassador. I mean, so if she's so incompetent and he's got such gripes with her beyond, her dress or her attire, her wardrobe, then why did he hire her? And John Bolton, I mean, this is the guy that brought us weapons of mass destruction, not... And then Hannity's his good buddy. Hannity recommends all kinds of people to him. They've got quite the relationship there. So anyway, that's where I stand. I just want to give you kind of a preview of some of the things I'm going to be discussing, some of the things we're going to get to. We're going to get down to political business and other matters as well. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports. Thanks so much for joining us. Until we meet again.